Trokra, of course, works all over the world with Muslims, Christians, Jews, Buddhists, whoever it might be in any given country. And in Palestine, in the Holy Land, there is a Jewish population and of Israelis, and then there is a Muslim and a Christian population of Palestinians, of Arabs. And the Christian population is quite small, actually. It's not very big, and it's decreasing. I heard when I was over there that there are now more Palestinian Christians in Sydney, Australia, than there are in Jerusalem, which is a very sad fact. And the reason the Christians are leaving in such big numbers, and we heard this from Christian communities everywhere in the West Bank, in villages and towns, including Bethlehem, the reason the Christians are leaving is because of the Israeli occupation, because of the daily human rights violations that's happening to people there. So I suppose what we're trying to do is support our sister organization, Caritas in Jerusalem. Trokra, of course, is Caritas in Ireland. We're trying to support Caritas in Jerusalem, for them to help Muslims and Christians, those people who are living in poverty, to try and lift them out of that poverty if possible, to try and tackle the root causes of that poverty, but also to support them through local industries. I mean, they're making peace lamps, they're doing embroidery, traditional handcrafts, and to support those local industries so they can support themselves as well.
Is there any conflict? You mentioned that the Christians were leaving because of the Israeli occupation, but is there any conflict between themselves and the Muslim Arabs who are there?
Well, it's something that you'll hear said a lot, that there is tension between Christian Palestinians and Islamic or Muslim Palestinians. And it's something that I've asked a lot of local Christians about, including the Patriarch, the Archbishop of Jerusalem, Michel Sabah. And they would all say no, that there isn't. Of course, there are local tensions the way there are in any local community, and there are difficulties the way there are in Limerick or in Dublin or in Galway or wherever it might be. But really, the problem is the huge burden that the Israeli occupation is placing on people's lives, arresting people, demolishing homes, killing civilians, the checkpoints, the settlement construction. That's really what's causing the local Christians problems. I remember once sitting with one of our partners, the YMCA in Bethlehem, and we asked them that exact question, and they said, "We're Christians, but we're Palestinians first, and our suffering is as Palestinians, not as Christians. And we suffer from the Israeli occupation, not because we live with Muslims." And Christians have lived with Muslims and Jews in the Holy Land for you know, close on 2,000 years, and largely in peace for most of those times. But over the last 40, 60 years, that's no longer been the case, unfortunately.
And is this going to continue? I mean, will we be sitting here in 10 years' time asking the same questions about, you know, the Israeli occupation? Is there any signs of things lessening?
I'm afraid I don't have good news for you at the moment. I can't be the bearer of good news. I suppose for us in Trokra and for the people who we work with, we always try and keep hope alive, and that's very important for us. We do believe that peace is possible. We do believe that it can happen. People will tell you that in the worst days of the apartheid regime, people thought it could never change, that nothing could ever improve. And then suddenly it disappeared. It was gone almost overnight. So I suppose you never really know when things are going to improve. But it's also fair to say that we're living through the worst period that we've lived through in 60 years in terms of the situation for Palestinians. Economically, their economy has collapsed completely. Unemployment is at 80% in some parts, in particular in Gaza. Poverty levels are at 70%. People are living on around $2 a day, which is really nothing in a country that, because it's linked to the Israeli economy, is actually quite expensive. It's not like goods are quite cheap. Goods are actually quite expensive. But also people are living in mini prisons, in prisons in Gaza, prisons in Bethlehem, prisons in Nablus or in Hebron. And they can't leave those prisons. They're just trapped there, and that's where their lives are.
And what's the way out? What are they looking for? I mean, are they looking to leave, or are they looking for independence, or are they looking for the Israelis just to be gone?
Well, of course, there's a diversity of opinions, and really what I can speak about is the people who Trokra works with, civil society activists, human rights activists, people who support international law, who support a just and lasting peace in the Holy Land. And what they're really looking for is an end to the occupation that began in 1967. That's what they're looking for. And they would say to you that, and Trokra fully supports this call, they would say to you that what they really want is international law to be implemented. And that's not a difficult thing. After the Second World War, because of the horrors of the Holocaust and other things, the world sat down and said, we have to make a better world. We have to make a different world. And to do that, we're going to form a set of rules that should govern our behavior, international law. And all Palestinians ask for is that those rules be applied and that they get the same treatment as everybody else.
Isn't it ironic, though, that after the World War, after World War II, that was what motivated the Israelis to go to the Holy Land in the first place?
Of course. I mean, there'd been Jewish immigration for 50 or 60 years before that, and Jews wanted to go somewhere where they felt safe. They wanted to go somewhere where they were protected from the huge amount of anti-Semitism that had come and concluded in the Holocaust, in the genocide of Jews. And that's a completely understandable thing. If I was a Jew in Europe, I would have gone somewhere where I wanted to feel safe. I would have wanted a homeland so that I could protect myself. But we can't allow another innocent set of people to suffer because of what Europeans did to Jews almost 60 years ago.
And lastly, what do we in Ireland have to offer? What can individuals here do to contribute?
Well, I think there's a couple of things. First of all, we have the very recent memories and the distant and historical memories of our own conflict in our mindsets. And I think we can bring an understanding as to how you break down barriers, how you break down walls, and we can share that with people. That's number one. Number two, I would really plead for people to go on pilgrimages. And when they go on pilgrimages, to make sure that they see everything, that they see both sides. Most people go, they see Nazareth, but I would encourage them to go and see Bethlehem, go and see Hebron, go and have Mass with the local Palestinian Christians in Arabic. It's a beautiful experience. And if they want to do that, they can get in touch with us in Trokra and we will help them out. We'll facilitate anyone who'd like to go and see an alternative pilgrimage of the Holy Land and to see everything that there is to see there. We'll be happy to help. And once you go and see, you will understand what's happening. You'll understand the suffering of the people. You'll understand the strength of the people and the joy of the people and how they still try and live despite all the things that are going on around them.